pack of cigarettes and then left to get another. Morris stared at a journal in his lap but never turned the page. From time to time, he glanced up at the wall clock. Ross paced and looked at the sunrise, the sky turning pink over the thin brown haze of smog to the east. Ellis came back with more cigarettes. Gerhard stopped working with the computers to make fresh coffee. Morris got up and stood, watching Gerhard make it, not speaking, not helping, just watching. Ross became aware of the ticking of the wall clock. It was strange that she had never noticed it before, because, in fact, it ticked quite loudly. And once a minute, there was a mechanical click as the minute hand moved another notch. The sound disturbed her. She began to fix on it, waiting for that single click on top of the quieter ticking. Mildly obsessive, she thought. And then she thought of all the other psychological derangements she had experienced in the past. Deja vu, the feeling that she had been somewhere before. Depersonalization, the feeling that she was watching herself from across the room at some social gathering. Clang associations, delusions, phobias. There was no sharp line between health and disease, sanity and insanity. It was a spectrum, and everybody fitted somewhere on the spectrum. Wherever you were on that spectrum, other people looked strange to you. Benson was strange to them. Without question, they were strange to Benson. At 6 a.m., they all stood and stretched, glancing up at the clock. Nothing happened. "Maybe it's 6:04 exactly," Gerhard said. They waited. The clock showed 6:04. Still, nothing happened. No telephones rang, no messengers arrived, nothing. Ellis slipped the cellophane wrapper off his cigarettes and crumpled it. The sound made Ross want to scream. He began to play with the cellophane, crumpling it, smoothing it out, crumpling it again. She gritted her teeth. The clock showed 6:10, then 6:15. McPherson came into the room.
"So far, so good," he said, smiled bleakly, and left. The others stared at each other.
5 more minutes passed.
"I don't know," Gerhard said, staring at the computer console. "Maybe the projection was wrong after all. We only had 3 plotting points. Maybe we should run another curve through."
He sat down at the console and punched buttons. The screen glowed with alternative curves, streaking white across the green background. Finally, he stopped.
"No," he said. "The computer sticks with the original curve. That should be the one."
"Well, obviously the computer is wrong," Morris said. "It's almost 6:30. The cafeteria will be opening. Anybody want to have breakfast?"
"Sounds good to me," Ellis said. He got out of his chair. "Jan?"
She shook her head.
"I'll wait here a while."
"I don't think it's going to happen," Morris said. "You better get some breakfast."
"I'll wait here."
The words came out almost before she realized it.
"Okay, okay,"
Morris said, raising his hands. He shot a glance at Ellis, and the 2 men left. She remained in the room with Gerhard.